September 19, 1899. The fruits of faith, of hope, and of charity. This morning, I was a little disturbed, especially because of the fear that it is not Jesus that comes, but the devil, and that my state might not be will of God. While I was in this agitation, my adorable Jesus came and told me, "My daughter, I do not want you to waste time. By thinking about this, you distract yourself from me, and you cause the food with which to nourish me to be lacking. What I want is that you think only of loving me and of remaining all abandoned in me. For in this way you will prepare for me a food very pleasing to me. And not just every now and then, as you would if you continued like this, but continuously. Would this not be a most great contentment for you, that your will, by remaining abandoned in me and by loving me, be food for me, your God?" After this, he showed me his heart, which contained three distinct globes of light, which then formed a single one. And Jesus, resuming his speech, told me, "The globes of light that you see in my heart are the faith, the hope, and the charity which I brought upon earth to make suffering men happy by offering them to him as gift. Now, to you also, I want to give a more special gift." And while he was saying this, many threads of light came out of those globes of light, which inundated my soul like a sort of net, and I remained inside of it. And Jesus, "Here is where I want you to occupy your soul. First, fly upon the wings of faith, and in that light, by plunging yourself into it, you will know and acquire news ever new about me, your God. And by knowing me more, your nothingness will feel almost dispersed, and you will have no place to lean on. You, however, rise more and dive into the immense sea of hope, which is made of all my merits that I acquired in the course of my mortal life, and of all the pains of my passion, which I also gave to man as gift. Only through these can you hope for the immense goods of faith, because there is no other way to obtain them. So, as you avail yourself of these my merits, as if they were your own, your nothing will no longer feel dispersed and sunk into the abyss of nothingness, but acquiring new life, it will be embellished and enriched in such a way as to draw the very divine gazes upon itself. Then will the soul no longer be timid, but hope will administer to her courage and strength in such a way as to render her stable like a pillar exposed to all the intemperances of the air, which are the various tribulations of life, and which do not move her a tiny bit. And hope will cause the soul not only to immerse herself without fear into the immense riches of faith, but to make herself the owner of them. And through hope, she will reach such a point as to make God himself her own. Ah, yes, hope makes the soul reach wherever she wants. Hope is the door of heaven. Only by means of it can it be opened, because one who hopes for everything obtains everything. Then, once the soul has reached the point of making God himself her own, immediately, without any obstacle, she will find herself in the immense ocean of charity. And carrying faith and hope with her, she will immerse herself in it and will form one single thing with me, her God.